USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Drag racing involving a 100-car caravan is blamed for the latest mass shooting in Chicago. Police say five people were shot, three fatally, at about 4 a.m. Sunday morning after drag racers took over an intersection in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood. Here's Police Commander Don Jerome.
The three deceased are one male Hispanic, approximately 15 to 20 years old, one male Hispanic, approximately 16 to 20 years old, and another male Hispanic, approximately 20 years old.
Commander Jerome added this.
All three of the decedents did have a gang affiliation.
Republican elected leaders in Virginia say they will oppose any legislative efforts to add COVID-19 vaccines to the list of recommended vaccinations for adults and kids. The announcement spurred by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices suggesting that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should add it. On Face the Nation, the former commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, weighed in on the topic.
Quite frankly, I don't think there should be state mandates. I don't think we're at the point right now we should be considering mandating this vaccine as a condition to attend school. While I think every child should seek out this vaccine, parents should strongly consider vaccinating their kids. I don't think it should be mandated by states.
MIT has a new head honcho.
MIT has announced a new president of the school Thursday. Sally Ann Kornbluth is a cell biologist and the James B. Duke Professor of Pharmacology and Cancer Biology at Duke University School of Medicine. Since 2014, she served as the provost at Duke, the first woman to serve in this role.
I want to spend time really getting to know the people and the institution. I want to hear the full range of views and perspectives, and I want to help the people of MIT make MIT even better.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hundreds of Ukrainian civilians have been imprisoned unlawfully in Russia since the start of the war, according to human rights groups. The lucky ones are eventually used as bargaining chips in prisoner swaps. On Monday, 108 women, including 12 civilians, were released from captivity in Russia as part of one such swap. Some of these Ukrainian women have alleged brutal mistreatment by their captors, including torture by electric shock and scalding. A 26-year-old who had served in the 36th Marine Brigade says she spent just over 6 months in captivity. She said, "They treated us like animals." Democratic and Republican candidates are making the final push to sway voters with Election Day just over 2 weeks away. On Face the Nation Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her party is aware of how the economy is weighing on the electorate, and their record shows they're trying to help the American people.
The fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living. And if you look at what we have done to bring down the cost of prescription drugs, to bring down the cost of energy and the rest in our legislation, you will see that that has been opposed every step of the way by the Republicans, and they have no plan.
Latest CBS News Battleground Tracker predicts that Republicans will take a 224 to 211 advantage in the House of Representatives. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said regulations prohibiting the sale, purchase, or transfer of handguns within Canada that went into effect on Friday build on earlier efforts banning handgun imports. This is USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.